This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insights for Friday, June 22, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13. It says there, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." End of quote. Bible says in our today's insight, the importance of forgetting the past and moving forward to what lies ahead. Do you know some people are stuck in the past and they continue looking back through the rear windows and continuously live in the past? The simple truth is this: when we constantly look back, we won't be able to move forward. Something happened in the past or someone hurt them and they are living in an unforgiving and unforgetting attitude. Living in the past and brooding over the past stops you from moving forward in God's plan. There are several examples of God's people who failed but moved forward with the grace and forgiveness received from the Lord. Moses, David, and Peter are few of the examples of the insight on our topic today. Apostle Paul is the right person who can talk about this subject, and our insight for today is his own words. He admitted several times about his horrible and cruel past. He said in 1 Timothy he was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. Bible says he used to raise threats and committed murder against the Christians, Acts chapter 9. Paul said in front of the Jewish council that he has persecuted the church to their death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons. He said in 1 Corinthians 15:9, "For I am the least of the apostles, and did not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." End of quote. Did you notice he said he is the least of the apostles, and did not even deserve to be called an apostle, because he persecuted the church? Dearly beloved one, do you know there is no sin there that is beyond the cleansing power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ? Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14 that the grace of our Lord flowed out in superabundance for him when he put his faith and trust in Christ Jesus. Paul received forgiveness from Jesus Christ, and now he says he moved forward, forgetting the past. He says in verse 16 that Christ Jesus used him as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in Jesus and receive forgiveness and eternal life. You see, the example of Paul's life shows the proof that God's patience and grace is available even for the worst sinners in Christ Jesus. Bible says to us today, don't try to live in the past. Past is past, and there is a definite solution to all our sins and problems in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ came to this earth, died for all of our sins, buried and rose again to save us, make us free from our past, rescue us from the past, and lead us into his new beginnings and wonderful future. When you come to Christ, he will bring you out of a horrible and destructive pit and out of the miry clay you are in. Do you know, beloved, instead of your sadness, he will put a new song in your mouth and you will start praising God. Psalms 40 verses 2 to 3. Confess your sins and problems to God in the name of Jesus Christ. If someone wronged you, give it to the loving Lord in prayer and you move on. If you hurt someone, ask him or her forgiveness from your heart. If he doesn't forgive you, tell the Lord all about it. You cannot make another person forgive you. If they do not forgive, the Lord will deal with them in his time. Even if the other person does not forgive, you will have to trust God and move forward in his wonderful plan for you. God is with you to lead you into his new beginnings and future. Do not waste your time and God's plan by just brooding over the past. There is no sin beyond the cleansing power of God. Bible says in Isaiah 43:18, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." Why? It says God is the God of the new beginning. He makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He already started working in your circumstances, and you can see the new sprouts of life happening if you look around. This promise God gave to Israel, the nation Israel who sinned against God purposefully. This is a promise to you as well if you come to Lord Jesus Christ today. God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I give my past to you, Lord. I'm seeking your forgiveness and cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died, rose again for all of my sins. Please deliver me from my past. Enable me to move forward in your wonderful plan. Lead me into your plan and use me for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.